we appreciate the opportunities that we have just to share the ministry with our brothers and sisters overseas. And I've had the privilege of traveling to many different places. Sometimes I don't even understand that. But God has given me that opportunity, and it has to be one of the greatest experiences of my life was when I went to India. And it was because in 1989, I heard the testimony of this man. There were several thousand people present. There was a convention going on, and Sam's father-in-law, Dr. M.A. Thomas, brought them up onto the platform. And people started crying before we even got to the part where we were going to be saying goodbye to these people as they were going to southern India, a place where there had been intense persecution. That's how much they were loved. And as I began to really understand what God had called this man to do, at that time, his wife, he had three children, one on the way, and they also took some of the children from the orphanage there. And I understood he was actually saying, Lord, I'm putting everything on the line for you. I'm surrendering everything. We sang that tonight. He was living it at that moment. He says, I'm leaving the job that I've had here in the ministry for 10 years. Great success. I'm going to a place where I'll have to start with nothing. But he said, nothing with God is everything. He recognized that if God had called him to do it, God would give him grace to go through it. And he went there, and he had death threats. He had people writing letters, phone calls. There were people that came by yelling out threatenings to his family, but they stood firm. He was on his face. He was crying out to God. And he said many times, Lord, if you want to count me worthy to suffer as Jesus did, even to take my life, then I will count that a high privilege because I am here for you. That's what I saw. It broke my heart. It broke my heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I was challenged to follow God as never before. It was shortly thereafter that I came back to America and I said, God, I will do what you want me to do. You see, when one person makes a decision to do something, it can have great impact on other people. And that's exactly what happened in my life. Sam is a brother. He's my friend. He is a co-laborer. He prays for Believer's Chapel. He prays for your pastor. He understands the importance of a local church like this, shining brightly for Jesus in the local area. And so tonight we have him here preaching the Word of God that he absolutely loves and understands the church motto here, living out truth. This is what he does. It's a high privilege of mine just to be able to say that he is my friend. I love him, and once again, I want you to welcome him here tonight. Let's just pray right now for the preaching of the word. And I'm just going to ask you to do what Pastor Sean asks us to do every single week, for every single service, right now, right where you are. And make sure you're ready to hear from God. And just let all of the distractions go. Clear your mind. Ask God to speak to you. Ask God to challenge you. Father God, now I just pray for two men tonight. First of all, I do want to pray for Pastor Sean. Lord, what a heart. As he wants to kneel before you. So, God, I'm asking that you would allow him to do that very quickly. God, we pray for good healing in that leg. Lord, that he can be on his face once again. That is his desire as he cries out for your will to be done here. Lord, I thank you for his willingness to have Sam come tonight. Lord, I pray for my brother. I pray a fresh anointing on him. Lord, he's presenting your word. So we recognize as he delivers it, it is your word. And Lord, I pray that we will be so respectful, that we will be adoring of this word, that we'll be yearning to hear from you. God, I pray that we would leave here. Lord, this isn't just a statement. Lord, I honestly would ask that when we leave here, we'll be different than when we came in. Because the Word of God, once again, has energized us, challenged us, convicted us, comforted us, encouraged us. Lord, thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Greetings, you all, in the blessed name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Pastor Sean, for giving me this opportunity. Thank you, Pastor David, for your friendship in Christ Jesus and what all things they have said it. But I am a simple servant of the Lord. That's all, nothing more than that. And I praise God for what God is doing. Few minutes of devotion. Turn with me to Book of Joshua, chapter 21. Book of Joshua, chapter 21. Last three verses. Book of Joshua, chapter 21. The last three verses. Verse 43, 44, and 45. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about according to all that he swore unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies unto their hand. There fail not, or to any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass. Three simple verses. The background you know very well, I'm not going to explain. Book of Joshua, we see that when the Lord has led this great man of God and captured the land and allotted them, all the things as God has said it, then he says unto the people of Israel three simple words with a great affirmation, a great message in that three verses. The first verse, chapter 21, verse 44, the first verse, you know what it's making very clear? A simple word, the covenant of God. And then in verse 44, and he mentions the power of God. And then in verse 45, he speaks about very clearly the promises of God. These are the three simple words Joshua has mentioned to the people of Israel. Now you and me need to understand this great fact. In verse 44, and Joshua said unto the people of God, after allotting all the land, and he said, God who has made a covenant with Abraham, and when he has called you and he has given you all the land as he has said it. And that is a word it mentions very clearly. My dear friends, I love that verse. You know why? And it says that as he has promised to his fathers that every land. Now go back in the history. When you just look back, book of Genesis chapter 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, and it speaks very clearly when God called Abraham and said, Abraham, look on the north, south, east, west, all the eyes that what you can see, I will give unto you and your sons. That is what God has promised. That was the covenant God has made with Abraham for his children. And then years gone by now, all the history go through, years gone by, and none of those people were not faithful, but God was faithful, the word, and what he has made a covenant with Abraham. And that is what exactly mentioned there. The one who has made the covenant, and he was faithful keeping that great word. This night when I share these things, I'll tell you, my dear friends, that is a true fact every time. One verse I remember every time, that is what we usually sing. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. And he made a covenant, and he was faithful in keeping up all that covenant every time. This night, when you and me gather in the presence of the Lord, you are singing, you are praising the name of the Lord, and the Lord is asking you to surrender completely your life and make a covenant with God. I do not know how many of you really understood that. I know that many of you have dedicated your life completely. And this is what God wants. God called me for the ministry and went to a place in 1989 where thousands of Bible burned. And he made a covenant with me. And he said that, Sam, go and occupy the land. I went there and started doing the work of the Lord from the scratch. Nothing was there. Stayed in a rented building. So when God has given me burden, I just gone out into the place where I can have a piece of land, a little piece of land. A man of God has given me a little piece of land. I went and occupied that land. I did not pay any money because I did not have any money to pay. And he said that, Sam, you pay me afterwards. I was so happy. By faith, when I started going and working and digging, and then I saw the land nearby. All the places, I saw that piece of land. You know what I have done it? God has given me, reminded this fact, what God has said to Abraham. Walk and pray and walk through the land. All the places where your foot shall be tread upon it, I shall give to you. So I took that covenant, what God has made, I started walking. I said, Lord, give me this piece of land. It's not mine. Somebody has already owned it. Somebody paid money for it. I went and said, Lord, give me this land. I need this land, Lord. I walk around, prayed. I walk around, prayed. Not one or two, years. For one land, I prayed for 11 years. Not one or two years, 11 years. And finally, I got that land. Another piece of land that was there, I walk around and pray. I said, Lord, you promise that you will give me this land. And give me this land, Lord. And this is good for us and for the ministry. And Lord, give me this land. I cleaned that land, cut out all the bushes. I started praying again and again. The owner of the land came. And he shouted at me, why did you enter in my land? A small piece of land. I said, sir, I cleaned all the land so that no snake should come inside. And you may be very safe. And he shouted at again, why did you enter into my land? You know what I was doing? I was praying for that land. This man said, even if I give to any other person, I will not give you this land to you. Very strong words. When you hear that one, you can imagine, I got little discouragement in my heart. Anna? You know what, Lord, what is this one? You said walk and pray for this land. And then what this man is saying, I did not give up. You know what I have done it? Next 7 days, every day early in the morning, I go to the land and I kneel down. I say, Lord, give me this piece of land. This man shouting at me, yelling at me, give me this land. 7 days I prayed, fasted and prayed. You know what happened? The miracle. The next week, he called one of my friends and told me, ask Sam to take that land. I will give him that land. This is what God said. This is what God promises. Walk. My dear friends, you can come and ask David, or you can just go and ask Sean. All the place, we have a very little land. All the place I walked according to the promise of God. And God has given that land. And that is what God has said to Abraham. Joshua said very clearly, as your fathers have promised, as God has promised with your father, and he will give you, and he has given you all the land. My dear friends, and it is very clear, in the book of Timothy, it says that, though we are faithless, he is faithful to do the things. What a great God. A God who made a covenant with me, and he is faithful all the days of my life. And there is no doubt on it. And that I experienced for last 20, 35 years of ministry. You know, my life, it is a miracle. When I was a small boy, 2 months old, I was affected with a sickness known as jaundice. I was almost at the point of death. My poor country mother, she is a believer. She was strong faith in the Lord, but nobody was there. Almost I was at the point of death. And then my poor country mother took me in her hand and cried unto the Lord, Lord, if you heal this boy, there is no medication. Nobody can do anything. He is at the point of death. If you heal him, he will be preaching the word of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know what was the miracle? On that day, the Lord has healed me, made a covenant with my mother. I will give you back and this son. That is why I am standing in front of you. Otherwise, 58 years before, I would have been buried. Now you know my age, how old I am. You know who made this covenant? This is the covenant God has made. And he fulfilled that until this day. And I thank the Lord. And I started the ministry, you have seen in India, 25 years ago, as Dr. David Hand said it, from nothing. Not even one penny in my hand. And when I just went to this mission field, you know what that Dr. Thomas and all this collection has given me? Nothing, but it's only about $100 in my hand. Traveling 3,000 miles and with a group of family, and with that $100, I went and started the ministry. But all these 25 years, I never starved. Any one of my children ever starved any time. Never be naked any time. You know why? Because God has made a covenant with us. And my dear friends, that is an experience. And that I'm truly speaking with a strong faith. I never go and ask the people. I never go and ask my people or my brothers or sisters or any friend. I go to churches. I share. I never show my hand. I said that, give me something. No, I know that whom has called me, and he is faithful to take care of my things. He made a covenant with me. And I know that very clearly. And my dear friends, let me tell you one thing very clearly. And God wanted to make a covenant with you today. If you are willing to agree with what God says, he is going to do great and mighty things. And he will never do anything wrong anytime. I like the statement Bishop of Smyrna has made it. Bishop of Smyrna, in the early ages, and when he was serving the Lord, people came to just catch him, to put in front of the lion, to kill him, because he was serving the Lord. And he was serving the Lord. And when the secret police came to catch him, and he was surrendered, he said that, here am I. What do you want? Take me. You know what the secret police said it? The secret Paul is said like this, Bishop of Smyrna, just reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And then said, you are the king. You know what Bishop of Smyrna said it? A simple word he said. Last 86 years, this God has never done anything wrong in my life. How can I deny my Lord? That is a true fact, my dear friends. A God who has called you and made a covenant, he will never fail any time. He has made a covenant with Abraham, and he did as it is. People of Israel were not faithful. They were not doing as the Lord has said it. But God was faithful in his word. My dear friends, let me tell you this evening very clearly, the God who makes a covenant with you and he will keep his word, he will never fail any time. And that is what the first verse says. Look into the next verse, verse 44. Not only he says that the covenant of God, and the second thing, and he mentioned very clearly, and the Lord gave them rest about around for everything. Or in another verse, all the enemies were subdued. All the enemies were kept quiet. And everything. And that is what the word. The Lord gave them rest about, round about, according to all that he saw unto the fathers. And there stood none against any one of them. That means, you know what the second word speaks about it? The power of God. Or in other words, the God who made a covenant, he has just given victory over this people of Israel. Many enemies were there. The way that when they enter, the enemies were there. At the highways and byways, the enemies are there. In all the places, the enemies are there. But none of the enemies ever put them down. It is not the power and strength of the people of Israel, it is the power of God who has given them rest in their life. My dear friends, this evening, let me tell you very clearly, if a God who has made a covenant with you, he will show the power of God in every area of your life. And he has done to me. He called me for service of the Lord. As Dr. David Hanna said it, I started serving the Lord. There are many threatening letters. There are many threatenings. Last letter it came and said that one, if you preach this word, your head will be cut off. Thank the Lord, my head is still on my body. It's not my merit, my dear friends. You know what is that? It is the power of God. Let me tell you one or two examples. Adoniram Judson, he was one of the greatest missionary, a great man of faith. The Lord has called him for the ministry in Burma. So he went and started serving the Lord there. When he started serving the Lord, the Burman government has arrested him, put him in the prison. He was in the prison. His wife died. His children died. And he was in the prison. His wife tried her level best to release him from the prison, but could not bring him out of jail. And everybody died. He was most discouraged person. You know what he said is that, why should I leave? Devil has come and told him, why you leave? You serve a living God? What happened? Your wife gone, your children gone, you are still in the prison, in the jail. Finally, he was released from the prison. He came out with a broken heart, completely discouraged. You know what he has decided? Now I will go to the jungle area and make a pit and sit there and make a small thatched shed and sit there. When my death, my time comes, I will jump into it and I will die there. So he was sitting there. Hundreds of people started praying for him. And he could not do anything. And everything, no contact with any outsiders. He is alone in the forest. Hundreds of people praying for him, his condition. You know what was the miracle? And the Lord had touched him with the healing hand, and the power of God came upon this man of God. He was completely on the normal state and came back to the city and started serving the Lord. And when he came back, after started serving the Lord, he had 70,000 followers and 163 missionaries to work with him. He finished the Burmese Bible in Burmese language and made a dictionary in Burmese language and had a great contribution. Who has done it? It is not Adoniram Judson. It is the power of God which was bestowed upon him, able to carry out that great work. Let me tell you, my dear friends, very clearly, if the God of heaven has made a covenant with you, he will be able to empower you with the power of God, and you will be able to walk around. Amen. You will be able to do great and mighty things. Let me tell you one more experience of my life. I went to this country, Burma, in 2012. So some of my graduates are there. They called me, please come for a graduation service. I went there. When I went there, in the airport, they came and received me. I was so happy. First I said, I am not coming. I have no time. But they compelled me to go there. I went there. They received me, took me to the hotel and said, this is the hotel room. You stay here and we will call you. Then after some time, they came and told, sir, thank you very much for coming. You are not able to preach. 3 days you are here, you sit there in the hotel. We cannot do anything else. Because the secret police said that if he come to the village and preach, we will arrest him and put him in the jail. So it was a hard time. I said, praise the Lord. I'm sitting in this room and reading the Bible and pray. Praise the Lord. If I come out to preach, I will be happy to do it. Then the next day, they made some arrangement and then they said, you can come and preach. So I was a little happy. I went with them 100 miles away from the main city. I went there. Hundreds of people were sitting in a prayer hall. They asked me to preach. I preached the word of God. And after I finished preaching the word of God, you know what happened? The secret police came, took my passport and gone. Now you can understand. And taking my passport and going, my heartbeat starts, you know. It's more. Man, what is this? They said, don't come. I came and preached and the passport took. After the passport gone, then they said, the believer said, sir, give us one more message. Now you can imagine, already one message I gave from the word of God, my passport gone. And then now they are asking me to give me the second message. My heart beats faster, you know, more faster. Man, passport gone. Then after the second message, where I'll be ended up in? I'll be in jail. That is all I'll do it, you know. Anyway, no problem whether I'm in the jail or in here, I'm serving the Lord. I took the word of God. I preached the word of God. After finishing my second message, the passport came back and told, you go immediately from this village and go out of this country. Who has done it? That is the power of God. And that is what exactly, my dear friends. You don't realize that one. You know, I'm serving the Lord, threatening letters, people scold us, but by the power of God. You know what David say? By my God, I will be leap over a wall. I will stand against a troop. It's not my ability. And that is what Joshua said it. And all this land you occupied, all the enemies are subdued. It is not by your power, but it is the power of God. My dear friends, let me tell you, all in your life, if you wanted to experience, If you make a covenant with God, and the power of God will be upon you in every time, in every area, in healing, in doing great work, and standing for Jesus. And that is a great thing. Number one, the covenant of God. Number two, the power of God. Look into the third one. It says, the last two words. I like that last two words. It says like this. There failed not ought any good things which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. You know what is the third thing? The promises of God. You know what it says that one? Not even one promise failed any time. My dear friends, let me tell you one thing very clearly. The God who has made a covenant with you, and he gives the power of God in your life, and then he approve or he fulfill all the promises what God has made with you. And that is what exactly says. None of the promises ever failed. In the book of Kings, it says that one, not even one word of his promise ever failed. In 2012, God has given me two words. Number one is Ebenezer. That means hitherto the Lord hath helped us. That means hereafter also. That means not only in 2011, even 2012, and then forward, God is able to do it. And he helped me thus far. And the second promise, what God has given me, Jehovah Jireh. That means God will provide everything in our life. And for last 25 years, my dear friends, I have seen God provides every bit of needs, every moment, in a miraculous way. And that is what I experienced. You may have a family of two or three or five, but I have a family of 100 people. 100 people, three time food, that means 300 mouth I have to feed every day. People ask me a question, Sam, where is your fund comes from? Where is your mission board? You know what I say? You know who is my mission board? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And he is my board member. And that is all. I cry unto the Lord because he promised every need. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and every mines belong to my Lord. I am his servant, and he will provide everything. I know strongly, and I praise God. You can imagine 60 children and settling them all 60 in different ways is not an easy thing. 23 of them settled in marriages. How many thousands of dollars we had to spend it? But God provided all these things until this day. All my children go to English medium school and study English, and they wanted to be preacher boys and girls. My God shall supply all my needs. My dear friends, let me tell you and finish this word very clearly. The God of heaven has promised you, come unto me all the laborers and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come unto me all those who are with great burden in their heart, I will forgive their sin. If God make a covenant with you, he will never fail any time, and he will never leave you and never forsake you. You know what is my challenge for you this evening? If you have made a covenant with God and stay on, you will experience the power of God and you will see the promises of God fulfilled in your life. But if you have not made a covenant with God, and God sent his only begotten Son to make a covenant with you, died on the cross of Calvary, buried, and rose again on the third day. He is a living Savior. Death could not hold on him, and he is a mighty Savior. If you make a covenant with him, and he will be able to do great and mighty things in your life, and he's lovingly calling you, come unto me. I am the only one able to make a covenant and fulfill all that. And make a decision in your life. If you never made a covenant, I made a covenant with my Lord at the age of 15. I accepted Christ. surrendered my life, given to him, and I thank the Lord, and he is leading me until this day. The covenant of God, the power of God, and the promises of God ever, never fails anytime. Trust him, love him, walk with him, and do the things for his glory. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.
Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much for your word. What a great reminder to all of us that you are faithful. You empower, and you always fulfill your promises. God, tonight we have been reminded that the God of Abraham, the God of Joshua, is our God. Lord, we are your people. Lord, we thank you so much as we've just been reminded again that you died on that cross of Calvary. You shed your blood. You paid the penalty for my sin, for our sin. Lord Jesus, you did exactly what you said you would do 3 days later. You rose from the dead. You are the resurrection and the life. So God, when we come to you, when we come in humility, we come in repentance, we know that you will fulfill your part because you've done it. Jesus, you said it is finished. Lord, those words are so powerful. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here tonight and you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've received that invitation to do it. Right where you are, right where you're sitting, you can cry out in your heart of hearts, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I confess that sin. I repent of that sin. And I come to you. Be my Savior. You can do that right where you're sitting. We would love to pray with you. Pastor Sean is in the back. He'll pray with you. You can come front here. When everyone is leaving, you can come here. We'll pray with you. If you're a believer here and God has spoken to you, you know exactly what that word was to you. Respond. Man, don't leave here and push that off because it only hardens your heart. And if God spoke to you, do something tonight. Make sure you seal that commitment, that word in your heart before you even leave here. Brendan's going to come. He's going to close us. Let the Lord Jesus Christ continue to just work in and through his word. The Lord is working in you, for his glory. Give him the victory. Give him the triumph in your life tonight. What a Savior. What a Savior. Father God, I just pray that you would help us in these closing minutes just to once again reflect on what we have heard. Lord, not just from our brother, but from your Spirit. Lord, you are the one that drives it home, that puts it in our heart deep. Lord, respond to your people as we cry out tonight, as only you can do, with your covenant, with your power, with your promise. Lord, that we would leave here, recognizing wherever we go, you are with us. Wherever we go, wherever we put our feet to, you are there. What a Savior. What a God. Hallelujah. Let's stand together.